Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 97.1, good to have you with us on a Friday, day two of the NFL draft. You heard some of the highlights from last night. If you missed our, I don't know, was it 4-hour live show? We were live for the Terry and Arnold trade. Yeah. The RRI proved correct, which shout out to you. You developed it. We have now cracked the code, and Rico guarantees he will be able to predict Brad Holmes' selection every year here on out.
At least the first round selection.
That's it. No promises beyond it. Elite Raz and that pro day visit.
The pro day.
We had a grouping of five guys. Terry and Arnold is one of them.
And it always helps if you happen to be an Alabama grad.
Correct. Look, there is something to that. You know, like the Eagles and Howie Roseman clearly value Georgia football right. And how they're developed. Brad Holmes clearly values, valued, how Nick Saban did it and the preparation and the type of player you're getting.
I mean, because think about it. If you play in a playoff game against the Eagles, it literally is the SEC championship game, Georgia versus Alabama.
Yes. We will have a blitz later in the show. And it's not winners and losers, and it's not grades, because Lord knows this radio show hates all that. It's just going to be explain this.
Yeah, I was
or thoughts on that.
It was a couple of huh.
Okay, well, you can just say the huh in Portuguese is Atlanta.
Huh.
We'll get to it. But I want to serve both days here. So I would like to hear the experience from the people who were here last night. The city looked great. I was so thankful ESPN didn't do the lazy stock footage of the Motown Museum and the fist and the spirit. And they made us look really good. The city made itself look good. It was a sea of Honolulu blue. They had to cap the gates. You broke the record.
Like 2 hours before the draft even started, they told people, you got to go someplace else because you can't come here.
You broke the record for day one attendance. It looked fabulous. And my dream scenario for the people, not that I ever would suggest or think that Brad Holmes takes 10 seconds to think like this. It was moving up to give this crowd some meat. Give this crowd something to chew on. Don't wait till pick 29. They moved up and they got a guy that clearly they really like. And
I don't think that both things are like happened because of that. I think it was great that it did.
Yeah.
But, you know, when all of a sudden 14 offensive players just start falling, that's when your Brad Holmes, you start
defense.
Saying, okay, eventually, defense is coming, but each time a player offensively is selected, another defensive player slides down. So here's the list of players we want. We're going to wait, and if one goes, then maybe we hit the domino and we jump in there. And it was funny because like Mark Ryan last night was saying, hell, you know, after like pick 11, you got to trade up. And it's like, Mark, no.
You
can't
Mark,
trade up that early because you're going to give away so much stuff.
Mark needs a Valium.
He did.
Okay, so let's just start there. Mark needs to be medicated.
He did.
So, okay, that's just in the books.
But by the time he moved up, it cost you a third-round selection. And for those who are all bent out of shape.
Who's been out of shape?
Some people.
Really?
It's a minority. Okay, I'm not. It's not even a vocal minority, but it is some who didn't like the fact because some people thought that Arnold would still be there at 29. Let me newsflash: he wouldn't. Now, you gave up a third round selection, and if that third round selection by giving that up means that you now, if you're in the second half of the NFC Championship game, you actually have a cornerback who can cover a receiver that the ball won't bounce off his face mask, guess what? You may be going to the Super Bowl, and you won't care about this third-round selection.
Here's the way to look at it. Lions started with four top 100 picks. All right, you took a third, and you got Carlton Davis. That's CB1. Now you took another third, and you turned it into Terry and Arnold. Now, whatever they draft today, and of course, we're going to talk about it, and I think you get a better idea where they're going to go today. But if I'd said to you at the start of the draft, here's what your first four picks will net you: Carlton Davis, Terry and Arnold, and X. And fill in the blank on whatever the hell you want in the second round. Let's say it's Jackson Powers Johnson. Let's say it's Doug's illegitimate kid from Illinois. What the hell's the D tackle?
Oh, I know.
Johnny Newton.
Yeah.
Like, if you get those three players, would you have signed up for that before the draft? The answer is yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it was funny because I was just kind of reading about Arnold and what some experts were saying about his game. And I want to give credit, Lance Zierlein from the NFL. You know who he compared his game to? Ironically enough, Marshawn Lattimore. Remember, it was like, oh, well, the Lions are going to try to make that trade.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, his comparison is Marshawn Lattimore. So, yes, do I think you did a good job? Yeah, now time will tell, but moving up at the time, getting him, yeah, it fit what Brad Holmes wants, the pro day, the RAS, the elite RAS score.
Oh, that's
right. And you now have a guy who's going to be CB1 at some point on this team. And he won over the team when he said, what up, though? He won over the city.
Yeah, I don't care about that. 248-539-9792. Yeah, that's all. I don't give a damn. Go win games. I don't care about that crap. I love last night. You know, we're driving back, and it's, you know, 12:30, whatever it is. We were the only two sober people in this place. And we're driving back, and they're interviewing Terry and Arnold, and it's on, I think it was Sirius or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm a super humble kid. Cutscene. Next quote. I'm taking out every number one receiver. I go, okay, we may need the definition of humble.
Yeah.
But look, if Holmes was going to call his shot and move up, what did I tell you? I'm not. There's no complaint here.
Yeah.
Like, there's no scenario you're ever going to look back at this and go, well, that pick didn't make sense. If Terry and Arnold works out or doesn't, well, you grade GMs on do you bring good football players here.
Right.
But you know what I love is when this guy makes a pick, I'm never left feeling like, what the hell? Like, if we were doing radio in Atlanta today, how do you explain that to your audience?
Atlanta, Minnesota.
No, Minnesota. No, I disagree on
no,
Minnesota.
No, the reason why Minnesota, because you got two good picks, but you didn't need to move up for either one.
No, hold on. I disagree on the first one. And again, we're not doing Minnesota radio, so who gives a damn?
Right.
But the Broncos at 12 easily could have been calling the Jets to move to 10. Where are you picking? 11.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure you don't leapfrog me. I'm not the one who's obsessed with JJ. I'm telling you, that happens.
Right.
So, but the second one, I'll agree. But again, I mean, you had the Colts draft a guy who at one point was pronounced medically dead. You know, great. You just took a kid at 15 who might have a four-year career.
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff that gets you fired.
Yeah.
Like, Brad Holmes doesn't do that.
You had the Raiders who took a tight end last year, only to take another tight end this year.
Yeah, you have all these weapons, and then it's Aiden O'Connell. But I'd like to know where Lion fans are at with the pick. I'd like to know where you're at with the event. I thought it looked awesome on TV. Everyone seemed to have a great time with it. The city came off looking good. It was nice for a change. Because I get sick of it as somebody who I travel a decent amount. You get so tired of people looking at you like you're a homeless person. Oh, my God, you live in Detroit, you poor thing. I go, yeah, actually, it's really not bad at all. But thank you for your concern.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice that we pull it off on TV, and it looked first class. It looked right.
I mean, yeah, from the introduction of bringing out Eminem, the current players.
Well, they ran some serious cover for Goodell. That was fabulous.
Yeah.
Because if you don't put Eminem on that stage with him, he's dead.
Yep.
He's done. Like, he would have gotten booed to the moon.
And then to make sure you bring out, you know, Amon-Ra.
Just when the crowd was done with, all right, Eminem's here, but we're still going to boo him.
Right.
And here comes Barry. All right, we're sick of him. Here comes Megatron.
Right, here comes Calvin. Let's get the Jared Goff chance going.
Here's Aiden dressed as a wrestler. Bring him on out. Whatever they could do to just not have Goodell get booed off stage.
Right.
That was the most elaborate cover fire you could run for him.
Yeah.
But it just, all of it worked. And I think the thing I love is, like I said, it's like ripping a family member. You can do it if they're yours.
Right.
But you don't let other people make fun of your family.
No,
Detroit is our family. All right, we can bust its chops. We live here. This is our city. I've lived here every day of my adult life.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And Mike, probably the most beautiful thing was, when I woke up this morning, it was just still positive stuff. Nothing happened.
Oh, you
overnight.
Were waiting for the blotter report?
No, you didn't. No, I wasn't waiting. I just didn't want to see it. I woke up, and everybody was just saying what a great time they had. And I'm like, now that's a successful party. Yeah.
No, it was cool. And the city deserves it. The fans deserve it. Like, Lions fans have put up with so much garbage. I was pumped they moved up, and they got a player where everybody was able to be excited. Like, I just... Even if you didn't think corner was the biggest need, like, how do you argue that that's one of the best corners in the draft? And you got him when you started the night picking 29th.
Yeah.
And if he ends up stinking, it is what it is, man. It's a draft. Plenty of sensible picks have gone wrong. But for me, you did what a Super Bowl team does. You know, CB2 ended up on a milk carton. I got to go get somebody. Now, Terry Arnold has the pedigree and comes from a program where, look, I bet you, and I'm not asking you to do this, because people, you were up till 3 in the morning going down a rabbit hole trying to figure out this Michael Penix thing. Alabama corners come into the league and they start.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This isn't a project. This is an out-of-the-box, put the batteries in, boop, there you go, CB2. Right. That's what Super Bowl teams do, and I loved it. Now, today... Yeah, naturally, I want to go a different direction. I mean, I want an offensive lineman today. But if they choose not to, what am I going to do? I'm not going to be upset.
Yeah, Alabama offensive lineman, and I do think that the dominoes started when Mitchell got taken. Because to me, when Nick Saban outright says, yeah, we tampered and we tried to get him to come to Alabama, that means he's Alabama-like.
What the hell kind of NIL package do you have where you can't get a kid to leave Toledo?
I think at that point, man, it's like Sauce Gardner where – you believed in me, so I'm going to stick with you.
Yeah, I'm going to ask
it
again.
It's a loyalty thing.
Yeah, well, I can give you about a million reasons why you don't need to be loyal to Toledo.
And here's the thing. He probably got a nice package from Toledo because who else you paying
what,
the
money to? What, free Tony Pacos?
Dude, who else you paying the money to?
But it's
not like
Bama.
You got to divvy it up.
Yeah, I'm with David
no,
on
no,
this
no.
one.
No, no, but you know I'm the man at Toledo. At Bama, you're in a room full of men. Toledo... It's you. You own the glass house or whatever they call it.
It is the glass bowl, and you will put some respect on its name.
Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Okay. I have to.
Beautiful facility. 248-539-9797.
David's broke high school team down there.
What, Cas Tech?
Yeah.
Now, did they have a hard time adjusting to an actual 100-yard football field?
They kept kneeling at the 97.
They had a hell of a time at the goal line. Everything stopped at the 4.
I hate y'all so much, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're just – I could hear you seething through the microphone. But let I want to hear it. I want to keep it a little bit open where if people have thoughts about last night, I know it's later in the day, and you know, John and Doug and Cookies and the rest did their thing. Feel free. But I love it. I don't do draft. Like, who the hell does a draft grade? The guy hasn't played a game yet.
Oh, that's an electric suit coat.
Stop no, it's not.
No, it's not.
248-539-9797. No. Yeah, nice performance by them today. I'm telling you, I know we're not doing it today, and I know it's all draft. I can't with this team. Watching them play baseball is really difficult. No, but we're 14-20. It's the worst division God has ever witnessed. It's hard to watch. I got a guy, who the F is Buddy Kennedy, and why is he on my baseball team? That's what all Tiger fans should be asking.
He's red hot.
The guy doesn't have a picture on MLB.com. He's a silhouette.
That means he's under
Why
the radar.
Why is he playing third for
he's
me?
He's under the radar. He's the secret weapon. We don't want people to know who
we could have had Matt Chapman on a one-year deal. I got Buddy Kennedy.
But he's your buddy. He's your friend.
Right there.
He's your pal.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. I want to hear about Terry and Arnold. I want to know where you want to go. Do you have a list, by the way? Does the RRI have a day two list?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Oh, we got it. Oh, man. How many names?
3.
Really?
Yeah.
I see 4.
Oh, okay, 4.
I don't know. Just check.
I added a new name. Yes. Oh, okay. It was 3. All right. I need you to read name number 2.
Not if you want to have a show. We'll stay away from that one. All right. Let's.
It was 3. Okay.
I'm just trying to – just keep me on your toes, man. I would never let you Ron Burgundy yourself. Come on, man. David, tell me where you're at with it. Obviously, the city was pumped up. This place went nuts. I'm just glad I didn't get it wrong when we were like, who are we taking? I'm like, I think it's Terry and Arnold. And thank God they said the name or somebody would have thrown a wing at me. David, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I'm going to be quite honest. I never thought, of course, at 29, you never know what's going to happen. So many things happen in front of you at 29. But I never thought there would be a chance to get Terry on Arnold. We talked about it before the draft that you would probably have to trade up to 13, maybe 14, something like that. And then as the night continued and no defensive players were taken, it just felt like a Detroit night. It really did. Not just only outside. The atmosphere was great. Yeah. The people were great. Nobody did anything stupid from what I understand right now.
Yet. Well, yet.
Hopefully they don't. But it just felt like a Detroit night as the defensive players just sat there waiting to be taken.
And great look, job, it was Brad one Holmes. Of the better offensive drafts you've seen. Remember, we talked about this in the lead-up. Like, scouts are saying this is the best offensive line class they've seen. Then you had, what, there was a thought you'd have 8 wide receivers go. And, by the way, we got to talk about your team. I didn't get that one.
No.
But it was the idea of all of the offense that was drafted, the desperation for quarterbacks, the wideouts, the offensive linemen. It did. It pushed defensive players down the board. But here's the other thing, and Rico and I have tried to tell you. You can't use the mock drafts as the real value of these players.
No, you can't. And you also need to look at the fact that I think last night is showing you that the league is skewing a lot more towards offense, that it's all about scoring more points rather than shutting down the other team. And for the Lions, you went out there because while everybody else was bolstering their offense, you're saying, okay, we have to cover Jefferson. We have to cover all of these receivers. Addison, we got to cover all the Green Bay Packer receivers. We got to cover Roman Dunze. We need some extra help at the cornerback position. It's only fitting. That, you know what, because your offense, your wide receivers, I think, are pretty much set. Now you can start focusing more on defense. And I could easily see them taking more defensive players. I know, yes, you should get an offensive lineman, but.
No, that's just a me thing.
Right.
I'm not.
Now, you know what, Mike? We really do need to put some respect on David's name because, you know, David is an NFL analyst. I don't know if you knew that.
Stop it, Rico. Don't do this.
David was breaking down the Pittsburgh Steelers draft pick on a nationwide show. just in case you did not know that last night.
Maybe in his mind.
No.
Was he talking to himself and thought he was on the radio?
No. David was on a Nash.
Where the hell were you, David? You were here.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the back joining a show.
You were not.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that big of a deal, okay? I just had fun, joined a show. It was.
Oh, really? From the same guy who uses the phrase, people know me?
Mm-hmm. I don't. What are you
Please.
All I know is I heard him say, no, Mel, calm down. Calm down, Mel.
The only thing that's worse, David, that I heard last night was Stoney's wife admitting, she goes, to get parking, she's talking to the parking attendant going, I'm Michael Stone's wife. I'm like, oh, my Lord in heaven. I go, you pulled that?
Just
so it'd be Mrs. Stoney number one. It'd be you number two right there. Okay?
No way. It was just a thing I did. All right.
Okay.
I was like, hey, David, you got. No, I don't have time for you right
now.
Yeah,
excuse me. Please. Excuse me.
He really shooed him away. It was one of the best things I've ever seen. He shoes Rico away while he's on the air.
Stop. Did not happen.
It really did. Hey, Roberto?
David.
Roberto.
I did not.
Roberto's verifying your behavior.
Well, I shooed him away because I didn't want him anywhere near me.
David gave me the finger and said, you can leave now.
Wow. Okay, so three questions for the people to start the day. If I'm missing anything, tell me now. Thoughts on the Terry and Arnold move? Thoughts on day one of the draft, the event itself? If you were down here, we'd love to hear from you. And then what do you want to see with this pick tonight? I've got a you-wouldn't-dare scenario if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
And I'm not yelling to the mountaintops at what it's what you should do. I'm saying it would represent a true all-in. Just work with me on it. We'll get to it. We'll do it next. Does that work for you?
Only if you get one of those sports coats. Yes,
man,
sir.
Man, please. You think I want to dress like that guy? 248-539-9797. We'll get your calls, your ticket texts. Got a blitz a little bit later. And you've got your night two list. Get to that at 5 o'clock.
Three names.
I still see a fourth. Who the hell's this guy named Bernie?
Yeah, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.